Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Like it is, that's what I'm saying. There ain't nothing but that. It's just like it is. Like a light wind on the lake, leave my rebook, and then I'm gone. Like a shadow on the wall, try and catch me all. The UK, that is all, 'cause I'm gone.
Record, there was a mixed reaction about my storytelling. Most of the young people liked it. And then there was some of the people in the business who didn't think it was so. I got a drink on y'all. Then it was so good, but my answer to this is I'm going to tell another story. Well, when I was bowling around, I had me this dog, and her name was Trixie. It was a lady of the night, that dog was. And that dog and me, we hopped trains together, we slept out under bridges, and lived rough. She ate what I ate, and now somebody gave me this dog. I didn't want the dog. Someone gave it to me. So we had many adventures and things. And if I can't tell you them all, but I'm going to tell you the one. We was somewhere in some town, and then I don't know what happened, but the police come and they decided to arrest me. Well, that dog was alerted to the police, so it just took off. And this was by San Francisco. We used to call it Frisco then. But I was out, must have been maybe 60 miles away from there. And then, so anyway, that police took me and handcuffed me and took me to jail and or put me in the car and took me to the jail. And the dog was just gone, man. So I was in the joint for 6 months. It wasn't so long. I was in locked up. But my clothes, I was such a bum, they said. They threw all my clothes away when I was locked up. And they give you, you know, the joint clothes. And so the captain come to me and he said, you're going to get out of jail, you know, the day after tomorrow, son, but we have noticed you ain't got no clothes. So what they did, they said they were going to take me out and drive me over to the city and buy me some clothes. I had, you know, I had a little bit of money left. And so they put me in a police car. This is a day before I get out of jail. Then I'm going to come back and then I'm going to get released. So then they took me over to this store in San Francisco and went in and got me some, what they thought was some clothes. And then we get on the way out and I open a door and there's that damn dog sitting there. It's 60 miles away, 6 months later, and the dog is sitting out in front of the store there just kind of looking at me. And I go, man, that's my dog. And the captain looked at me and go, what? And he said, yeah, that's my dog. This old boy, he took that dog home for me and they put me back in the jail. And the next day, they let me out of the jail. And so when they let me out of the jail, I had this dog. And it turns out the dog was pregnant. Well, I got me, rented me a place. It was a garage I rented. It didn't have nothing in it. So I had a sleeping bag and I was sleeping in the garage with this damn dog. And the dog was pregnant and one night it dropped 12 puppies. So here we are in this garage. I'm sleeping on a sleeping bag on the garage floor and I got this piece of wood separating me from them dogs. And here's this old girl, Trixie, with her 12 puppies. And we ain't got no money, man. I just go out in the morning and go through the dumpsters and things and then go play a little bit on the street and get some money. We all eat together and that damn dog would go away a little while every day and I just couldn't figure out where she was going. And I followed her one day and she was going across a road there to a supermarket in the back and she'd go there and a butcher would come out and throw her bones and give her food. She was cheating on me. So anyway, one day she never came home again. And she left me with them. You know, first I thought maybe I had 13 dogs. And I thought, man, that's a blues, man. A 13 dog blues. That's what it was. And then she done left me with them 12 puppies. And I'm going to tell you, then I had the 12 dog blues, y'all. You think I'm lying, but I'm not lying. Yeah, this here little story is from my friend, Joe Cushley.
Yeah, my boy, P.A. Let's behind you, real cold. soul may set in darkness, it will rise in light.
Listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM and SheffieldLive.org, number one for Sheffield music.
Barney's got a job now, have you heard? He's busy stacking shelves down at the local superstore. They say he never cracks a smile or says a word. That boy is weird, lives in a dream world of his own, building crazy piles of junk that reach up high into the sky, till they served him with an Asbo and he cried. When they asked him why he did it, you won't credit what he said. He was only making pictures of the inside of his head. Well, it's time that he grew up and settled down. Settled down. Barney's having trouble, so they say. The lads he has to work with are complaining he's no fun. They like to laugh and joke, but that's not Barney's way. They can't see why he always wants to be alone. So they started taking bets on who'd be first to make him laugh. Told him jokes, pulled funny faces, acted daft. But they couldn't raise a smile and so they threatened him instead. Now it's laugh, you bugger, laugh, or we'll break your bleeding head. Well, I hope he doesn't let them get him down. Get him down. Barney's burnt his boats now, that's for sure. When they opened up this morning, they were shocked at what they found. It's like he's playing all the same games as before. This time he's gone too far. They'll make him pay for what he's done. Smiley faces in tomato sauce were painted on the walls, and a giant tree was sprouting from the floor, made from bottles, tins, fish fingers, frozen burgers, loaves of bread. I just can't imagine what goes on inside that poor boy's head. What made him turn the whole place upside down? Upside down.
Thank you. Down they went in the undertown,
as fast as foot could fall. And many's the bitter and the grievous tear from those virgins' eyes did fall. Oh, peace, mother, oh, peace, mother, your weeping does me grieve. But I must suffer this, he said, for Adam and for Eve. But how can I my weeping leave, my sorrows overthrow, when I must see my and sons I have no more. He laid his head on his right shoulder, and death was in him nigh. The Holy Ghost be with my soul. Sweet Mother, now I die. Oh, the rose and the gentle rose, and the fennel that blooms so strong. Amen, good Lord, your charity is the ending of my song. Thank you.
My name is Fruitland, your check is in the mail, Jackson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Stairs, mister.
Eat yourself better.
Analytics of God. My type worked out. Analytics on me. The poison render. I grope about. And when I go out, my mind splits. My eyes don't hurt. The musical chairs have been swallowed up by a cuddly group who land and rub off, hoping that whatever it is, a land and rub off. I met a hero of mine, I shook his hand, I'm trapped in the door, mother fool, I'll tell ya. Charmed to meet ya.
Eat yourself better.
Up the stairs, mister.
Eat yourself better.
Became a recluse. I bought a computer. Set it up in the home. A lucifix one on the screen. Saw the Holy Ghost, I swear, on the screen. Where's the cursor? Where's the eraser? Where's the cursor? Where's the eraser? G-O-H-O-H-O-9-O. 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 H-O-9-O. G-O-H-O. What's a computer?
Eat yourself better.
What's a computer?
Eat yourself better.
Levi's Fridays, Greek holidays, Barrett Heritons, Barrett Heritons, Barrett Heritons, Barrett Heritons.
Eat yourself better!
Who tells you what? The tape on your bedchip. How do you know? The frogs you miss are worse than those you single out. And what do you do when the rental's off and your bottom rack is full of biz, of programs you will take look at the way they act as a sheer delight. Cardboard copyright, make it right. Panic in Saddam, panic in Wardour, panic in Granada land, panic all over by the wretched time shooters. And my delight, one starry night, the powers that be, I'll have to meet and have no choice but to eat each other.
Eat yourself better.
Eat each other.
Eat yourself better.
The secret straight back ogre entered, his brain aflame with all the dreams it had conjured. It had conjured. It had conjured. It had conjured.
Place where lost is found our way. were true. Honeymoon child, conceived on an island on the sun. Heels dug in the white sand. Loved and adored from day one. Raised in the wild space between two hearts, where vines climb trees toward the light. Running naked, dragging a hike, or your dress on a string. You bring out the soft side in everyone. We gather like ravens on a rusty scythe, just to watch such a little dove, just to watch such a little dove, just to watch such a little dove fly away.
Make I'm Alfie Bull, and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
I'm scared.